Flight 67 had just made a scheduled stop in Ketchikan at 3:30 Sunday afternoon, and about half the passengers had deplaned when the incident occurred. Andrew Hames was seated just a few rows behind the passenger.
And I heard a sort of a whooshing sound, like a quick hiss of air, and I looked up, and about three rows in front of me, a guy's backpack just started smoking and then burst into orange and blue flame. And he quickly got it off and hit it to the ground, and some other passengers jumped up and started stomping on it.
Hames says the man thought the source of the fire might have been an e-cigarette, but that wasn't the complete answer. After all passengers had stepped off into the Ketchikan airport, Hames spoke briefly with the man as he emptied out his pack.
And he said it was this device, and he held up the charger itself. And it looked like, and he said there were some coins in the bottom, and I think somehow it made contact with that. And so he also had several charred quarters sitting there on the table as well.
Hames also says the man appeared quite chagrined and cooperated fully with authorities in the airport. In a prepared statement, Alaska Airlines confirms that freshly charged batteries were to blame. Spokesperson Ann Zaninovich also doesn't call this event a fire.
Technical experts believe that when the battery came in contact with some metal keys and coins, it caused the spark. There was visible smoke, and a set of keys and candy fell to the ground through a burnt hole in the backpack. While there was not fire, there was sparking, which prompted the flight attendants to take swift action and use the fire extinguisher.
Zaninovich says that out of an abundance of caution, the aircraft's first officer put a device in a fire containment bag, which is carried on all of the airline's planes. She offered no comment on whether the incident would affect rules regarding the transport of e-cigarettes or battery chargers on aircraft. Andrew Hames, however, considers the event an eye-opener.
Underneath the airplane, maybe in the luggage compartment, and somehow that same event had happened. It absolutely could have been a much more exciting than it already was.
Another aircraft was sent to take passengers on to Juneau and to Anchorage. Hames and his family arrived in Sitka about 5 hours behind schedule. The original aircraft used for Flight 67 was put back into service about 6 hours later. A 12-inch square of burnt carpet had been replaced. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.